Testimony Treasures, Volume 1, Chapter 10, Treasure in Heaven. A strictly honest, honorable course has not been taken by some. Such must take a very different course and work fast to redeem the time. Many Sabbath keepers are at fault here. Advantage is taken even of their poor brethren, and those who have an abundance exact more than the real worth of things, more than they would pay for the same things, while these same brethren are embarrassed and distressed for want of means. God knows all these things. Every selfish act, every covetous extortion will bring its reward. I saw that it is cruel and unjust to have no consideration for a brother's situation. If he is distressed or poor, yet doing the best he can, allowance should be made for him, and even the full value of things he may purchase of the wealthy should not be exacted. But they should have bowels of compassion for him. God will approve of such kindly acts, and the doer will not lose his reward. But a fearful account stands against many Sabbath keepers for close, covetous acts. I was pointed back to a time when there were but few who listened to and embraced the truth. They had not much of this world's goods. The wants of the cause were divided among a very few. Then it was necessary for some to sell their houses and lands and obtain cheaper to serve them as a shelter or home while their means were freely and generously lent to the Lord to publish the truth and to otherwise aid in advancing the cause of God. As I beheld these self-sacrificing ones, I saw that they had endured privation for the benefit of the cause. I saw an angel standing by them, pointing them upward and saying, "Ye have bags in heaven, ye have bags in heaven that wax not old. Endure unto the end, and great will be your reward." God has been moving upon many hearts. The truth for which a few sacrifice so much in order to get it before others has triumphed, and multitudes have laid hold of it. God in His providence has moved upon those who have means, and has brought them into the truth, that as His work increases, the wants of the cause may be met. Much means has been brought into the ranks of Sabbath keepers, and I saw that at present God does not call for the houses His people need to live in unless expensive houses are exchanged for cheaper ones. But if those who have an abundance do not hear His voice, cut loose from the world, and dispose of a portion of their property and lands and sacrifice for God, He will pass them by and call for those who are willing to do anything for Jesus, even to sell their homes to meet the wants of the cause. God will have free will offerings. Those who give must esteem it a privilege to do so.